Blog Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
You're going to be inspired. Our first guest is Fran Drescher. And yes, she was Nanny Fine, and she is now on the hit show Happily Divorced. She's also an author and a speaker, but that isn't what makes Fran special. What makes her special is that she is a woman, and she is a woman like many of us that has survived cancer. She's going to talk to us about her journey, one that I have watched many friends struggle through and lose the battle. Through my own battle of cancer at 18 and then at 48, I know all too well the emotional upheaval it can cause in one's life, and that the only way many of us have survived was because of people like Fran. She stepped up to the plate for us and led the way, asking questions many women will not ask, through her interviews and talks across the country, and of course her website, cancerschmancer.org. So welcome, Fran. What a pleasure to have you come and talk to us today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
This is wonderful. And you know what? I know we're going to talk about some pretty heavy stuff and about your journey and other people's, but before we start that, I really want you to tell our audience about your first children's book, Being Wendy.
Being Wendy is a book that I decided to write because the popularity of the nanny prevails and being viewed by children that weren't even alive when I started the show and while we were shooting that show. And I thought that I would like to leverage my popularity with them by writing an entertaining and good, positive message book for them. And so I came up with Being Wendy, that's published by Penguin Books, and it's available, you know, on Amazon and all the usual book outlets. And, I was getting increasingly more concerned about the bullying that takes place at school and the fact that children that are different are marginalized and isolated and often abused in their lives. And so I thought, you know, I would create a magical place called Boxville where everybody kind of wears a box and the box has a name on it of what you are supposed to be. And there's this little girl, Wendy, who just doesn't know what box to put herself into because there's so many things that she feels she wants to be, and she just feels different from the community and her family. And she travels this journey with her, you know, and ultimately at the end, her family learns to embrace the fact that she's different and discard the idea that everybody needs to fit in a box and think inside that box. And so they shed their boxes and pack up their things and move to a new place. They leave Foxville for Freedom Land.
It's what a great concept. And the fact that you came up with that, and I think it's a great segue into what we want to talk about, because isn't that exactly what most, especially women, we box ourselves in, we wear so many hats, and we barely, you know, have time for ourselves, right? And so you've got this young girl kind of thinking at last outside of the box. And I think that's where I want to start talking to you about your own journey. You know, when you were diagnosed with cancer, I would think it's got to be about 13 years now.
In June, I'll be 13 years well, and so it's like 12 and a half years.
Wow. And how are you? How are you health-wise?
I feel great. Recently, in the past several months, embraced an even more pristine lifestyle for myself, which heavily involves nutrition and also works hand in hand with a program that we've launched through my organization, the Cancer Schmancer Movement, which is called Trash Cancer, and it engages Americans on how to reduce your risk of cancer by living a more toxic-free life and reducing the levels of toxins in your home, which you have a lot of control over and turns out to be the most toxic place we spend the most time in. So, you know, what you eat, what you put on your skin, all of your personal care items for you and your family, and what you clean your home with and what you garden with is all things that we need to start making healthier choices about, and so that we don't constantly bombard ourselves with carcinogens and toxins and really compromise our immune system, because, you know, there's only so much it can fight before it just can't help you anymore from getting, you know, cancer. So we're really working on that, and I am living that, you know, through example. It's nothing that you do overnight. It's a gradual kind of, you know, changeover of products, and, you know, certainly things that you put on your skin every day should be questioned first. What are you cleaning your house with? And trying to eat organic and as much plant-based as possible, with much, much less animal protein, which also should be organic or wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, if people go and see your video, Trash Cancer Parties, whatever you're doing is working, because you're cute as a button and you look fantastic. So whatever you're doing, I want to do that too.
I'm feeling better than ever, and I get complimented all the time on how clear and beautiful my skin looks. And it's because, you know, I'm helping my liver to keep my whole body clean, which is the job of the liver. But because I'm not inundating my body with things that are impure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, while we're on that topic, I'm just going to give you an idea. When I was 18, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. And the beauty about being 18 is that you're an idiot. Because when you're 18, you think you're invincible. And I think that those thoughts, thinking that, really, really helped me get through that time. When I was 48, I was diagnosed again. The difference this time was I went through and I had a complete hysterectomy, and the doctor the very next day came to see me and he handed me a bottle of estrogen and said, go home, rub it on your arms, and you'll feel fine. And so I went home and looked it up, and it causes breast cancer. It's been proven to cause breast cancer. And I kind of thought, why would I do this? Why would I just listen to him and just go ahead, carte blanche, and do what he says? What are your feelings about, you know, the estrogens and things like this, that women are just told, take this, you know, you'll be fine. You'll go into menopause and have very few hot flashes, but you may get cancer again.
Well, you know, nothing is so black and white. I think that what's actually been proven where the breast cancer is concerned is the combination of estrogen and progesterone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether it was just one cream or two creams or anything like that, but I think that truthfully, the jury is really, there's no proof that a woman that has no reproductive organs anymore and is only taking small amounts of estrogen to keep her from, you know, spiraling into a surgical menopause, which is much more severe than the gradual natural menopause that nature, you know, has a woman go through. And even that is challenging, but certainly when they yank everything out of you all at once, you do need something to ease you into, ease your body into this new condition that it's in. So, you know, I think that I resort to a lot of alternative options now. I do think that it's wise to not take what your traditional doctor says as gospel. There are many options to how to help yourself. I'm not saying that hormone replacement therapy is a terrible thing, but with anything, particularly when you're dealing with hormones, they should not be prescribed willy-nilly. And what we do at Cancer Schmancer is transform patients into medical consumers. So, yeah, to take your doctor's suggestions and then do your research and then ask other people what their opinions are. And, you know, now with the internet, there's a wealth of information, but even within that, you have to be very discerning because anyone can post something and, you know, people write papers all the time. If there's studies done with at least, you know, I would say, you know, 1,500 women plus, you have a better, you know, more significant result than if somebody posts a paper who did a research study involving, you know, 20 women. You can't really take that as being credible. You have to look deeper. You have to research more. You have to ask more questions. Always go for a second opinion. And if you want to resort to people that are medical doctors, but also are open to and are practicing introducing and incorporating more, alternative Chinese, you know, options. They're all out there. You know, sometimes acupuncture can stimulate, you know, glands in the body that can release certain hormones that can make you feel good, too. Sometimes in, you know, alternative, there are different kinds of enzymes that you may take or herbs that you may take or some people like taking, you know, the bioidenticals.
Yeah.
But it's really a very personal thing. I would never make a blanket statement. And personally, for me, when I had my radical hysterectomy from uterine cancer, I did get an estrogen patch. And which is very, you know, slowly secreted through the derma, through your skin, that I change twice a week. So there's not the spiking that you may have if you take a pill. It's just slowly being absorbed into your body. And over these 12 years, I've been slowly reducing it, cutting more and more off of the little patch that I continue to wear, FYI. So,
okay.
Now,
okay.
And I'm always getting my breast checked, and I'm always getting my my hormone levels checked, and so far so good.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you, Fran, for that. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Fran Drescher and learn a little bit more about Cancer Schmancer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield door, she was there to sell me. up, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhand is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013. Support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email Julie@mindfocusgeneration.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jan, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
We're back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Fran Drescher. And Fran, we were just talking a little bit about alternatives to, what doctors pretty much prescribe and what works for you. And now tell me, do you have, I know they're in 40 states, we have this new vaccine, the HPV. Are you, do you have any thoughts on that? I know that the young girls now, I think they start in grade 8. Are being vaccinated for cervical cancer. It protects against 4 major types. Any thoughts on that?
I actually am supportive of it because
okay.
I think that the human papilloma virus mm-hmm. is something that you got mm-hmm. and a lot of women get, and you tend to get it from the male, and it has nothing to do with promiscuity. You can, be a virgin till you're married, and then your husband, who may be the only man you've ever been close to, can give it to you. It's mm-hmm. a virus that is found on the male species that gets passed to the female species. Now, there are many, many strains of HPV, and only a small handful that can actually cause cancer, and then the rest can cause a host of other problems that are much more benign, from skin problems, et cetera.
Right.
So we're really concerned about the kind that can cause cancer. Now, there's a lot of research being done on this because actually it is now being thought that it not only can cause cervical cancer, but the same virus that can cause the cancer can cause colorectal cancer if you happen to, you know, participate in anal intercourse. And so that's not just exclusive to men passing it to women, but if it's men with men, that's something that men should consider as well in terms of the vaccine. And then there's also people that are experts in this field that are saying that they're linking it also to head and neck cancer through oral sex. So this is a virus. Now, not everybody is going to be prone to this virus, just like everything else. Most people are going to be able to fight off the virus like they fight off many viruses that we're exposed to every single day of our lives. But then there are those people that, for whatever reason, their body has a harder time fighting off the virus. And for them, taking the HPV vaccine, which is a dead virus in the vaccine, can make a difference in what their fate is going to be. On the other hand, you know, maybe you, had you ever done pap smears, or did you feel like you were too young for them?
Well, no, that's actually how I was diagnosed initially. Back in the day, when you started a new job, you had to have a complete physical, and I had never had one up to the age of 18. So when I had a complete physical, it was then that it was discovered that I was at stage 4, and I had cervical cancer.
So, at 18 years old?
It would never have been discovered. I would have just gone on and never bothered to have a pap.
You were 18 years old?
Yeah.
But had you already been sexually active?
No, never. So it was, you know, I'm so glad that we're sharing this with everybody now. Everyone knows. My mother will be thrilled. It was just something, and of course I also, you know, believe that because of our background, that it's in now obviously in our family, hadn't been before. But I have 4 daughters, so I want all of them, you know, to have the HPV vaccine. And I don't know how I would have felt about it if I'd never had cancer. So I think, as you say, we just have to be so educated. And I think that's what you've done. Like, you really have been, you know, the pioneer through this, and you've inspired so many women. And I'm assuming, are you getting a lot of feedback from younger women that are saying to you, they're a little bit more on the ball perhaps than their mothers were?
Yes, we've actually started a junior league at Cancer Schmanza called, WTF. Which is We the Future, but it's really engaging young women and boys alike to start living a healthier, more toxic-free lifestyle, and engaging their parents to do so as well. Nowadays, and by the way, the kids of today, for the first time in U.S. history, have been predicted to not live as long as their parents, because they are the first generation that's been so exposed to hormones. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, because that's a thought. Eating meats that have a lot of hormones in them, being exposed to chlorine, which mimics estrogen in the body, you know, there are so many ways that the body can sort of short circuit, and hormone enhancers, hormone interrupters, you know, can really change the fate of a young person in terms of what kind of cancer they're going to get early on. And a lot of very young women, atypical for the cancers that they're getting, are now getting gynecologic cancers at very early ages. Boys are getting testicular cancer at very early ages. These are all things that we have to be mindful of. And over 90% of cancer is environmental, closer to 95%. So how we're living is having a tremendous impact on our own health and the health of our families. So I urge all of your listeners to go to cancerschmancer.org and click on Trash Cancer and learn more about the things that we are probably purchasing and exposing ourselves to that could have a great impact. You know, even the water that we drink, if it has a lot of chlorine in it and fluoride in it, you know, it's not really recommended. You've got to put some kind of a filtration system on that eliminates that, and you know, reverse osmosis and things like that, because otherwise, you know, we're drinking water that has a lot of chemicals in it that have ill side effects in the body.
Yeah. Now, have you gone completely organic? Are you vegetarian? Or
I'm almost completely vegan, but I will have some animal protein now and then, and I'm completely organic as much as I can be, and I'm gluten free.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, listen, nothing is black and white. Everything in life is gray matter. So you can't be rigid about anything. You try your best, and it's a lifestyle change that is takes a long time and a lot of getting used to, but it's definitely the direction that we need to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as long as this journey includes an occasional glass of red wine, I'm right with you, sister.
Yeah, you can do it. You know, red wine has positive aspects to it. Women in general, you know, are advised not to drink that much alcohol because it does have an effect on their breath. But everything in moderation, including moderation. And I myself have a personal issue with metabolizing foods that are very high in histamine. So that creates internal inflammation in my body because I have a problem processing histamine. And that's a direct result of the radical hysterectomy that I had combined with the appendectomy that was done at the same time for no reason but for precautionary reasons, and the advanced staging, so they took out 40 lymph nodes. So between the lymphectomy and the appendectomy, it seriously compromised my body's ability to filter things naturally.
Yeah.
And it's taken me 10 years to figure that out, and now I know that because of that, I have a problem, you know, like metabolizing histamine. So the more I can reduce the level of histamine that I take in through food, many foods are very high in histamines, and you can go on the internet and look up, you know, low histamine diet.
Yeah.
And there's no downside to it, really.
I just want to ask you one question, Fran. I know you've got to go, and I'm going to let you go. I want one question that I get asked all the time from women who've gone through radical hysterectomies, and it is weight. I personally suffer from it too, and I know many women who have emailed me. They have a heck of a time keeping the weight off or getting it off because your body is just thrown without that testosterone in it, and I don't know what it is, but weight is difficult. You don't seem to have that problem.
Well, I'll tell you, since I became predominantly plant-based, and I personally am doing Sunrider Nutrients, which is a very highly concentrated whole food freeze-dried or liquefied nutrients. And nowadays, with the way we farm, which, by the way, is unsustainable, we are eating food that looks like food but really stripped of a lot of the nutrients that it once had years ago. And so we get hungry, we eat food, we eat more food, but we're still not getting the level of nutrients that we need. So we're actually gaining weight but starving ourselves. And since I started Sunrider, which all of the everybody that I've asked about it or even alternative doctors say if it works and you feel good, stay with it. There's no downside to it. And I drink different things all day long that's mixed in juices or waters. And so I'm getting so fed with the high-nutrient Sunrider that I, for the first time in my life, I don't live to eat. I'm eating to live. And I'm not really hungry that much. I do get hungry, and then I eat, and then I make a healthy choice. And then I always have some Sunrider, something to drink. And I feel much better, and I have lost weight, which was a silver lining of going mostly plant-based and having my diet enhanced by the Sunrider drinks all day.
And beautiful. So thank you, Fran, for all that information. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I've had so much fun talking with you, and you've inspired us as you always do. So everyone, look for Fran's new show, Happily Divorced. Check out her book, Being Wendy, and make sure you check up to what she's up to lately at cancerschmancer.org. Thank you so much, Fran Drescher, for coming on.
You're very welcome, and be well to you and your listeners.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
So, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Get Focused Radio. I'm hoping you're going to stay with us for the next half hour because I have another inspirational person coming up. We so enjoyed that first half hour with Miss Fran Drescher. And now I have a gentleman whose name is Frank Terrazano. And Frank has written a book called Life with Cancer, The Lauren Terrazano Story. He co-wrote this with Paul Leonardo, and I would call this a love story. It's about his beautiful daughter, Lauren, and her battle with lung cancer. So welcome, Frank, to the show.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Your story touched so many people, and I'd like you to start off by telling us about Lauren. Tell us about your daughter, Lauren.
Sure. Lauren was just a great kid. She always set high goals and ideals for herself, and she was a truly altruistic, thoughtful young lady. You know, she's always willing to help others less fortunate than herself. And through her writing, I wrote this book. By the way, I started it in December of 2010. The reason was that often when Lauren first started her journalism career, she would say, "Daddy, someday I'm going to get a Pulitzer." And she says, "I hope to write a book about the many social problems that need resolution." She accomplished the first in part, sharing a Pulitzer with her Newsday colleagues for coverage of the 1996 TWA Flight 800 disaster off Long Island. Mm-hmm. She was one of the first reporters on the scene at that time of that tragic event, and she wrote many, many articles about victims, families that were left behind. As I said, initially, I wanted to write this book for two reasons. Not only did she display an amazing amount of courage in the last 3 years of her life there with regard to battling this disease, but she wrote her column, A Life, comma, with Cancer, and she often said to me, "Dad," she said, "even though I have cancer," she said, "I'm going to try to live my life," and that was the reason she had. She was very specific when she titled it. She said, "Life, comma, with Cancer," because she wanted to differentiate between the two. So she still had her life to live, she said. And even though I have the cancer, but I'm going to live my life as best as I possibly can.
Yeah. Now, Frank, tell me something, because Lauren wasn't a smoker.
In college, she smoked a bit.
Right.
And from time to time, as a matter of fact, she smoked. Wasn't a smoker. I mean, a steady smoker. I know she smoked in college, and even her doctors considered her a non-smoker. So it's, we don't know. I smoked for 30 some odd years, very heavy too, and how this happened to her, it just completely blows my mind. I just don't understand it.
When she was originally diagnosed, was she diagnosed with a timeline, or was there, you know, some
initially, I believe it was at stage 3B, mm-hmm. is when she was first diagnosed. I mean, it came as a complete shock to her mom and I. And as I said, I was a heavy smoker. My kid, she never smoked. I mean, she was really a health aficionado. She jogged. She belonged to a health club. We just couldn't understand it. Still don't understand it.
How she
came down with the disease.
Now, who is Paul Leonardo? I know he co-wrote the book with you. How did the two of you decide to do this?
All right. I started writing the book, as I say, in December because it was a dream that my daughter wanted to do. So I said, sadly, as I said, she was unable to write her own book, and I'm hopeful in some small way that my book about her fulfills that wish.
Yeah.
I started this thing in December of 2010, and not having any training or writing experience, I mean, other than I completed English in high school, I guess. You know, I got pretty good marks there, but that was about the extent of my education. And in any event, I started to write this thing, and I got about 40, 50, 60 pages on my word processor and just hit a wall. I guess writers refer to it as writer's block or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I happened to see Paul at a local station here in Boston. He was on a local television station one night. I was watching the news, and they did a feature on a book that he had co-written with a woman from this area.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I need help, and I realized that I need help. And he had his website there, and an email, and I sent him an email. I sent him my thoughts on the thing and everything I was hoping to do. And he got back to me and thought it was a worthy project, and we got together. And that's how the book is out now. Thanks to him, to be honest with you, you know.
That's great. It really is. It's a wonderful. It really is a love story that you've got here. And was it? Did it bring back things to you? Was it a painful book to write, or was it a release?
It surely was. It was a double-edged sword. Here I was writing about my beautiful daughter. She was our only child. You know, and she used to tease the heck out of us. She would refer to us whenever she introduced us as Mr. and Mrs. Helicopter, because we hovered over her for all 39 years she was with us, you know. And she was just a great kid. I mean, even from her early childhood, she was always out, you know, looking to help, whether it be animals or individual. I mean, just a really caring individual, you know.
A good person.
Yes, you know, the writing this book was, as I said, it was a catharsis to some degree, but it was also, brought back some horrible memories also about her suffering and what she went through with this disease, you know. So as I don't know, I still can't get over it. I still there are many nights that I still don't shed a tear, you know, Flora.
Well, it's still very fresh for you.
It certainly is, you know. And,
Yeah.
No, I'd like to. Perhaps I can just give you some anecdotes.
Yeah.
I have a few anecdotes here that
please do.
I'd like to convey to you. You know, when Lauren was first diagnosed, she was diagnosed in August of 2004,
mm-hmm.
and the Sloan Kettering. She went to Sloan, and the first thing they did was start a regimen of radiation and chemo.
Mm-hmm.
To try to reduce the size of the tumors they located in her lung. And she underwent that for almost 3 months, and that didn't seem to do much good. So in December of 2004, they decided to operate and remove her right lung, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
She bounced back tremendously fast from that, and she was in a state of remission, or so they say. But with cancer, one errant cancer cell gets away during the operation, and before you know it, it pops up somewhere else in the body, you know, unfortunately. Well, in 2005, Lauren attended Boston University, and she also attended Columbia University. She got a graduate degree in journalism at Columbia, and she also taught at Columbia as a part-time adjunct professor.
Mm-hmm.
So she became very close friends with a young lady by the name of Dina Fernandez, who is from Guatemala. And they became very, very close, and Dina used to come up to visit us, and likewise Lauren on occasion had gone down to Guatemala to visit Dina. Well, in October of 2005, Dina had contacted Lauren and asked her, why don't you come down? She was kind of in a state of remission, and Lauren looked forward to probably getting away from, you know, her radiation and what have you.
Sure.
So she flew down, and while there, Hurricane Stanley had hit the area shortly before Lauren got there, and there were all sorts of problems with regard to mudslides. I guess the heavy rains that the hurricane caused all sorts of mudslides on the mountain villages in Guatemala. So Lauren, being the astute journalist that she was, we still don't know how she pulled this off, but she was able to contact the U.S. Army Southern Command. They were down there on a mission of mercy trying to help the victims of these mudslides. Well, yeah. Lauren somehow convinced them to allow her to fly with them on a Chinook helicopter, and she flew on that helicopter with them for almost 15 hours, delivering foodstuffs and water to all the mountain villages.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We are back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, author Frank Terzano, talking about his book, Life with Cancer. Now, just before we talk a little bit more, Frank, let people know where they can go pick up this book. And then I'm going to tell you why you have to go get this book, because the proceeds go to help a whole lot of stuff. So where can people go to pick up a copy?
Well, any of the all of major bookstores do have, if they don't have it, let's put it this way. I know my brother he went out and bought a copy as soon as it came out, and he found it at Barnes and Noble, and Amazon.com has it and also Barnes and Noble has it .com has it also. So it's available just about everywhere, you know. And if it's not available in a particular store, the stores will order it for you, you know.
Oh, great. Okay, so and is there a website? Is either yours or is it Paul?
No, I don't have a website. Paul does. I'm 72 years old. I'm really not into that. you know, I mean, I love the technology. Don't get me wrong. I really do. I really love this technology, and I can just imagine what it's going to be like, you know, two or three more years down the road. But, you know, I'm not into that aspect of it, you know.
Lauren would laugh at you. You know that, right?
She would.
Come on,
she
Dad.
Would. Exactly. That's exactly what you used to say. What you said just then. Come on, Dad. Exactly.
I knew she said that. Tell me that I know that a lot of the proceeds of the book are going to some pretty important things. So tell us where the proceeds are going.
Sure. You know, I worked out an arrangement with Paul. Paul was a co-author, you know, and we worked out an arrangement. I mean, whatever we realized, whatever proceeds we realized, royalties, my wife and I realized, we've committed to three organizations. Primarily, when Lauren passed away, we started a scholarship at Columbia University in her name, at Columbia Journalism School, and that was 4 years ago. And over the years, as a result of ourselves, you know, each year we try to support her as best we can financially, and likewise, lots of her friends and colleagues that work with her, and even former students at the school continue to send donations into it, and the fund has grown. And we've been able to award scholarships, not very much. I mean, $1,000, maybe $1,500 to young journalism students who were attending Columbia the last 4 years. So it's really nice in that respect. That her name is going to remain, you know, continue to help people as she did in life, you know. And the other thing is that there are two organizations called the Lung Cancer Alliance and the Jones Legacy, which is perhaps I'll give you a little information on that. In 2007, shortly after she passed away in November, we were invited to New York to accept an award posthumously for Lauren. It was called the Joni Award. It's named after a young woman who worked for ABC TV who lost her life from lung cancer. Mm-hmm. Again, a non-smoker, and so we went down and we received the award. And they've now changed the name. I guess it's Jones Legacy, Uniting Against Lung Cancer. So whatever proceeds that derive from this book are going to go to that. Lung Cancer Alliance and the Columbia Scholarship, you know, that we established. Lauren also received an award from, we went down in 2008, another posthumous award. She was named Advocate of the Year in 2008 for the Suffolk Community Council in Long Island. And we went down to that dinner, my wife and I, and it was just amazing that evening. So many people came up to us at that dinner telling us about Lauren and how she wrote many stories about them and helped them to gain funding for the various enterprises that they were running, and their homes for abused children, for the elderly, for the homeless. And she even, one individual conveyed to us that even in the wintertime, she would go around sometimes with them on a cold, blustery evening, you know, with their van, trying to get homeless people back to the shelters, you know. So she was just a remarkable kid, you know. And,
yeah. Beautiful girl. What do you do? I spoke with you the other day and told you that I lost our daughter Haley about 17 years ago, and I think for all of us there is a need to keep that child alive in some way.
Absolutely.
I have my own way of keeping her memory going. What do you and your wife do?
Okay, well, primarily what I do is when Lauren was a child, you know, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, I used to go. I was a kite aficionado. Okay, so I used to love to go fly kites. So Lauren on Sunday mornings, probably because I worked in the frozen food industry, and I worked many hours. You know, so generally Sunday was my day off, so to speak. And I would take her, give my wife a break, you know, because she was with Lauren all week long. So mm-hmm. I would take Lauren, and we'd go to a beach, and I would fly my kite.
Yeah.
And Lauren loved flying the kite. As a matter of fact, my book was originally titled Reaching for the Sky, but then the publishers thought that perhaps we should go with the name of the column that she wrote, Life with Cancer. Because Lauren, as I said, always set high goals and ideals. And I can remember I used to fly this the kite, and she would always, I'd be running along the beach, and I can remember her saying, "Daddy, make it go higher, make it go higher." That's all she always ever said, "Make it go higher." And I'm running along like crazy to get that thing airborne. But what I do now, ever since she passed away, is I have a special kite that I fly. I've got a picture of it, my favorite picture. Matter of fact, it's the picture that's on the book. I have that picture on the kite, and every year on the anniversary of her birth, which is March 28th, and then again on the anniversary of her death, which is May 15th, I go to the beach. My wife and I, if she's able to go, because as I say, she's on dialysis, but I go myself and I fly the kite in her memory. That's all. So.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Do you, you know, she wrote that column for all that length of time. She must have had impact on many people. Did anyone ever contact you about your daughter?
When you say contact, yes, I've gotten cards and I've gotten letters.
Yeah.
As I say, from I had one from a woman in Troy, New York, just before Christmas. She sent us a beautiful card and about Lauren, and she had come across Lauren's book and just commented on Lauren, what a wonderful person she thought she was, and you know, about, because in the book it explains not only did she write about her cancer, but she also, there are some chapters in there about some of the work that she did with regard to the child abuse and elderly abuse and so forth, you know, so she.
You've been listening to Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power, filled with humor and insight, will have you screaming yes to your life. Tune in next week as Kate and her guests share their secrets, talk about what almost brought them down, and offer inspiring techniques we all need in order to make our lives epic. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com and spread the juiciness of hope.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.